This is the Daily Text for Wednesday, November the 9th, 2016. The Seduction of the Crowd. Matthew 27:19-23. While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him this message. "Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus executed. "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" asked the governor. "Barabbas," they answered. "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" Pilate asked. They all answered, "Crucify him." "Why, what crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." Consider this. Crowds are dangerous. One minute they're cheering you on, and the next they're calling for your death. Many of those who shouted, "Crucify him," probably also shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David," as he rode in on the donkey just days earlier. Crowds offer enormous power with no accountability because no one is personally responsible. Have you ever witnessed what often happens in a courtroom after a trial by jury, especially a criminal trial? The jury will render their verdict, either guilty or not guilty. And the attorney for the side who lost will immediately ask the judge to poll the jury. The judge will then publicly ask each juror, "Is this your verdict?" It's giving each one a chance to disown the decision in case they were somehow pressured by the group to conform. I wonder what would have happened if we polled the crowd that day. Still, we love crowds. We make a crowd the measure of almost every organization we're a part of or every event we attend. Churches primarily measure their effectiveness by how large the crowd is on Sunday morning. Why is this when we know it says almost nothing about the effectiveness of the church other than that they can attract a crowd? For years now, we have thought we were a Christian nation because of how many churches we had and how many members these churches claimed and how many people went to church on Sundays. We so readily buy into the myth of collective activity when the only measure that matters is personal responsibility. So how do we measure personal responsibility? Looking back across the span of Matthew, Jesus seems to ever press on this issue. It wasn't "who do people say that I am" that mattered to him. It was "who do you say that I am?" It wasn't "someone is going to betray me." It was "one of you is going to betray me." It wasn't "I'm looking for volunteers to keep watch with me." No, it was "Peter, James, and John, stay awake and keep watch with me." How do we measure personal responsibility? I think we measure it at the smallest level of our real connectedness to one another as disciples of Jesus. Are we being responsible at the level of micro community to two or three other people? Jesus didn't come to gather a crowd. He came to establish a completely new kind of community. He shows us power is not found in collective activity, but personal responsibility, that growing strong is more important than growing large, and that the secret to becoming large is actually growing small. Think of it like a fishing net. A net is made up of thousands of small squares held together by tens of thousands of tight knots. Jesus' disciples left their nets behind. They had no idea that together they would become the net. That's the genius of Jesus. In a world of crowds loosely connected by collective ties, Jesus wove a net of a few people knotted together by the love of God. It is still catching fish today. Disciples aren't made by or in crowds. They're best made by small, tightly knit micro communities who covenant to personal responsibility to each other. I didn't start today's writing thinking I would end up here, but I've written myself into something of an invitation. Over the past few years, I've found people all over the world beginning to band together and read the daily text in small communities. As a response, we've built an online platform to help this happen even more fruitfully. I would love for you to check it out and consider it. Just visit newroombands.com, newroombands, BANDS.com to learn more. The prayer. Father, I don't want to live out my life tossed to and fro by whatever crowd I happen to find myself in. I want to be a real follower of yours. I don't want to settle for the collective activity that is Hosanna one day and crucify him the next. Lead me out of the crowd and into authentic community. For the sake of your kingdom, in Jesus' name, amen. The questions. Number one, why do we love a crowd? Number two, why are we content to measure effectiveness or success by the size of a crowd? And number three, what would be a more true metric of measurement in the kingdom of God? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.